Jason Shelton was the band director for Trotwood Madison High School, and his wife Angela was a preschool teacher. Jason wanted to become a personal trainer with his own fitness center, and Angela wanted to open a daycare center. They had both dreamed of becoming entrepreneurs for years, but the decision to leave steady jobs didn't come easily. Angela says a Sunday morning sermon helped push them forward.
It seemed like the message was just for us, because we were on the ropes, like, should we? I was on this side, Jason was on that side, but we were kind of in the middle. But once we heard that sermon, it was like, that's it. This is what you need. And after that, it was no more questioning. It was just a matter of moving forward with it.
Well, we're going to hit the ass with the box.
Okay, my
glove? Yes, ma'am.
Last summer, Jason opened Perfect 10 Fitness, a small gym near the Old Salem Mall in Trotwood. His first clients were friends and former students, but word about the business spread quickly, and Jason began getting more walk-ins. He says his focus is on wellness, not just working out, and he likes being able to give his clients individual attention.
We're not a large gym, so you don't have 100 people in the gym trying to do the same thing, 100 people looking at you while you're doing your workouts. So as you see, while I was training, it's just us. And you know what I'm saying? So you get that one-on-one attention. You know that that person is focusing on you.
Jason was off to a strong start. And Angela told me that even their kids were enjoying watching their parents' progress.
At first, they were a little skeptic, like, you both are leaving your jobs and you're both doing something brand new. But now that they see it coming to life, they're really excited about it. They talk about it probably more than we do, so it's good.
But even though Jason's business was doing well, by mid-year, Angela's daycare center was moving along more slowly because of the complex permit process on the state and county level.
Good try.
On the day before Easter, the Shelton family cheers on their oldest daughter in a soccer game. The long winter meant more delays in Angela's daycare business.
I'm even kind of trying to decide. I don't have very much time whether I'm really wanting to pursue that anymore. So everything is at a standstill. We have the place. We have materials. It's just a matter of getting those things and then me making my decision. I feel like a high school student fresh out of college. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I thought I wanted to do this. So I've really been praying about it, and I'm trying to stand still and wait on God to give me some answers on the directions that I need to go.
Angela says she's grateful that the delays have allowed her to stay home with her son, something she didn't get to do with her daughters because she had to work. But Jason's business is doing well enough to sustain the family.
We're to the point where we have so many clients, we actually have to put people on waiting lists now. Yeah, a lot of people, they want to train. A lot of people are getting their minds right as far as being healthy.
Jason's hard work building his business has paid off, and he's looking forward to his second year of operation and beyond. He has some big ideas for how to keep growing his business, but for right now, he's happy to celebrate how far he's come by taking a chance on opening the gym.
If you focus on trying to change a lot of things at one time, that's where you're going to fail. But if you make one change with something small, then you have succeeded.
For WYSO, I'm Juliette Frumholt.